Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us now. You may know, obviously, that the Judicial Conduct Tribunal hearings into the Eastern Cape Judge President Selbin Benenga continues. A lot came out of the proceedings today, and there were also there yesterday where our reporter, Zikhona Chona, had been watching the proceedings. And essentially, a lot of what came today were issues of the Judge President just, you know, saying he is absolutely determined to clear his name. As I said, our reporter Zikhona Chona has been watching this for us. Zikhona, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this evening. Thank you so much for being here with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I was just saying that, you know, the judge president made quite an impassioned plea to say one of the things that he is passionate about with this entire operation, this tribunal, is to make sure that there are elements of what has been said about him that he feels needs to be cleared. Explain what he meant by that.
Certainly. So at the center of these hearings are the WhatsApp exchanges between himself and Anderson Mengo, who is the secretary at the Makanda High Court and who has testified specifically about two occasions where she claims that the judge president sent her a picture of his private parts, and then another where he allegedly called her into his chambers and asked her to perform a sexual act on him. The judge has denied this. So she says he's determined to clear his name in this matter and has specifically come out today, over the past 2 days, to say those are lies and that these allegations are baseless. And he's even gone as far to say he doesn't believe that this matter should have gotten this far, and that the judiciary's time should have been wasted to put him under such scrutiny. He says he's embarrassed by the conversations that have come out in the hearings between the two of them, because we know at the center of the hearings have been these WhatsApp exchanges of flirtatious messages between the two, and he says he's embarrassed. He's actually today said he wants to apologize to South Africa for hearing those that should have been private messages between him and someone that he was romantically interested in or romantically pursuing.
He mentioned the fact that he's opened a case of criminal injury. And what was the case about? What is he charging her with, or at least hoping that the case would charge her with?
So the case is based on these two incidents. One, that she alleges that he sent her a picture of his private parts. The other are these events in November of 2022, where she claims that he called her into his chambers and asked her to perform a sexual act on him. So she says the picture does not exist and those events did not happen. She's also added that he sent her a pornographic image, and he says that simply did not happen. So on that basis, he has opened this case of criminal injury against her.
What other important issues came out today, or at least not just today, even yesterday, because we didn't touch on this yesterday?
So he's come out to say this has been embarrassing for him. He's come out to say, because we know the big issue here is the issue of consent. Was Anderson Mengo actively or willingly participating in these sexual exchanges and these WhatsApp conversations between herself and the judge president? And he has come out to say that she was a willing participant. She was not a victim of anything. We know that we heard from gender-based violence expert Lisa Vetten last week, who's come out to say that the judge simply refused to take no as an answer from Anderson Mengo. He's come out to say this is wrong. This is not true, because we were communicating and we were flirting with each other. There was clear intention of us being interested in participating in this conversation. So today there was even an incident or a day that was highlighted wherein the judge says they were in Mthatha or East London, and he says he sent a message to say, will you be able to be intimate today? And she sent him a Bible scripture, and the Bible scripture was quoted in the translation to say no. So we've heard from the expert who has said that the judge has, on repeated occasions, refused to take no as an answer from her. But he says that's just misinterpretation. He's actually come out to say he does not accept the expert's analysis, because he says, as a Xhosa man, flirting and being persistent and pursuing someone, those kinds of conversations are acceptable. He's come out to say that no that she sent when she was quoting the Bible scripture was actually misinterpreted before the hearings. So that's also been a big part of his testimony, that he says he feels he was misinterpreted as a Xhosa man, as an African man, and that the interpretation of the gender-based violence expert, Lisa Vetten, was very Western and European. He has pleaded with the tribunal actually to not take it or not accept it as an interpretation or analysis of his communication between him and Mengo.
He keeps referring to the issue of the 14th and the 15th. And maybe you can explain to us, what's the contention there?
So Andy Swanengo testified that either on the 14th or on the 15th of November in 2022, she was walking past the judge's office. Then he allegedly called her into his chambers and showed her his pants and asked her to perform a sexual act on him. The judge says on that day, it could not have happened. He was simply too busy. And he's actually brought in a witness to testify as his alibi. She came in last week and she testified that on the day, the judge was actually meant to speak at a lecture and he was simply too busy. That incident could not have happened. So the issue here now is about the time. She alleges it happened around 3:30 or 4:00 that afternoon. Then the judge says at that time, he would have had to be preparing to speak at this lecture. So there's no way he would have had time to interact with her or entertain such a conversation. His secretary came in to say on that day, she was also aware of the judge's movements. So there's no way that she and Mr. Mango, that is, would have had access to his chambers or have walked into his office. The question is about the time. So she was asked by Anthony Mingo's team, did she at any point on that day move away from her desk? And that is the issue that has become contested here. What time did she move away from her desk? Because we all know when we go to work, sometimes you want to use the bathroom at whatever point in the day. She does say that she had to meet with some of the lawyers that were meant to be interacting or having a meeting with the judge president on the day. But the time issue is what is contested here. And also the issue of the consent in these conversations between the pair.
So, Connor?
Yes. Right. I'm still with you, Travella.
Okay. I was saying, does the tribunal continue tomorrow?
The tribunal continues tomorrow. The judge president is under cross-examination. And it started late this afternoon in terms of his cross-examination. And he has been questioned about the power dynamics between the pair. Does he think these conversations were appropriate given his seniority? He's a judge president. She is a secretary of another judge at the same court. Given his position and his title in the country, not only in that court, in the country at large, does he believe that these conversations were appropriate between the two? And he's come out to say the judges do have relations with their relationships with their secretaries, and sometimes they make it married. Then Andiswa Mengo's legal team asked, in your pursuit of Mengo romantically, do you consider the fact that you are married? And he says, I do not want to bring my marriage into this
he didn't conversation. Like that.
I've protected my family in this matter, and I was pursuing her because I liked her mannerisms. Even said I liked the way she spoke, her voice. And when we met, I expressed my intentions to pursue her romantically. But he really did not like the fact that he was asked about the fact that he is married, and should he have been pursuing someone given his marital status? And he was like, I want to steer away from that. Please move away from that.
Oh my goodness. It was absolutely dramatic at that point. Sikhona, thank you. Thank you for bringing it to us and just summarizing that so succinctly. Thank you so much, Sikhona Tshona, who's watching that tribunal. It continues tomorrow. So maybe when we have a bit of time, we'll also touch base with her as well. So our Kaya reporter, Sikhona Tshona, I'm going to play you a bit of that clip of what happened today, but I want to just take a quick break. And listen, I'm very happy to hear from you, by the way. 086-000-00959. If you've been watching this tribunal, what do you make of what you've seen so far? Really, really keen to hear from you. You can also send a voice note on 063-6880-959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.